Oh. Cotton, well, maybe cottonwood. That have the fuzzy stuff?
The fuzzy ones, but these are like more like, they almost look like cockle burrs or something. But they're ball shaped.
What is that?
Sycamore?
I don't have it. I don't know if we have any in our neighborhood. Do you have it at your yard?
No, but somebody that we know in the country club, Coronado Country Club, has a sycamore tree.
Oh, Coronado. Acorn would be what I was going to say when you said drop things, but we don't have acorn trees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't have a,
yeah, I had never seen a sycamore until I went to Georgia, and then I saw these things all over the ground, and I said, what are these? Where do they come from?
Are they like a nut?
I don't know what they are. They're like they're a seed. They're not a nut. They're a seed, but it looks like it's like a little ball about that big, and it has all these hooks on it.
I don't.
And sometimes they fall on your head as you're walking under them.
Do they have a pretty color in the fall?
Mm-hmm. They're beautiful in the fall. Uh-huh. They turn red.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with a sycamore tree. I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't know anybody that has one.
How about those trees in, they probably have Maria Dosa that have the white bark and they turn yellow in the fall. It's mostly just white bark and then leaves at the top.
Oh, the aspen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another reason I don't like the deer. We planted 15 aspen and the deer have killed all but two. I just have two left.
They eat the bark or something?
They eat the bark. They'll eat all of it. Yeah, when they get real hungry.
Wow. Let's see. A bunch of trees all together is called a
grove.
Mm-hmm. And those low-lying things out there, the low-lying plants that are in front of your fence are called?
The low-lying?
Yeah, well, the plants in front of your fence are called.
Oh, the pyracantha?
But a more general term for them? Like if you like, we're referring to all of them.
Oh, that's my shrubbery.
Yeah.
Shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for shrub?
Bushes.
Okay. And do you know some cactus that we have?
Yes, we have barrel, we have ocotillo, we have things that we made us so miserable at the ranch when we got into them. With all the stickers on them. Boy, I'm not thinking today. I did better late in the afternoon. Can't think of those other ones.
All right, what ones with the stickers? Can you describe them again?
Yeah, they have the big green leaf and the red.
Oh, the flat leaves?
Yes, with the
prickly pears.
Prickly pears.
Yeah.
Golly, Marianne. I used to pick those things out of my body.
Ew.
Yeah. Prickly pear.
Ouch.
Right. Psychoista, is that it's a short little bush, a little cactus, and it has a kind of thorns on a real skinny. But I don't want anybody to go.
Okay. Now, plants that you don't want in your garden are called?
Weeds.
Okay. Now, can a weed be a plant that you actually do want, or is it limited to plants that you don't want?
I limit it to plants I don't want.
Okay. The plants that grow up the sides of a house are called?
Vines.
Okay. Our local river is called what?
Rio Grande.
Mm-hmm. And a smaller body of water that flows down a mountain is called what?
Creek.
Okay. And a